Time for the latest edition of the season countdown, our in-depth intimate chat with the coaches of all 34 local clubs across the Geelong region. Lucky enough to be joined this time by the coach of the Bell Post Hill Football Club, Justin Tarr. Tari, thanks for joining us.
No worries, King. Glad to be here.
You're going it alone this year. Last year it was you and Caleb Basley. Cubby's taken half a step back and you'll assume all responsibility. How's that sitting with you since pre-season started back in November?
Yeah, it's sitting with you pretty well, mate. I think it'll be a good thing for Cubby as well. It's very hard to be a playing coach, so just take a little bit of pressure off him. I think that'll help his footy. Also got Andrew Aitchison on board as an assistant. Joel Guthrie's coaching the reserves. He's been really good for me at training, so still got plenty of support there.
Yep. Is Ash Whitney going to have any role at the club this year?
He will, just part-time basis. He's really busy with work. He's working on the tunnel. So nothing really official, but he'll be helping out our midfield when he gets a chance. He's overseeing a little bit, going through some footage with the boys. So, yeah, they'll be good as well.
It looks like you're putting the band back together. Names like Barton, Costello, Gray, Kelly, Whitney, all premiership players at Bell Post Hill. Has there been a bit of a sense of a bit of a reunion over the summer?
Sort of, not really. It's just felt like they never left, to be honest. They weren't gone for that long. So it's obviously great to have them back. Good players, good people. And I think they're wrapped to be back as well. So that's the main thing.
Yep. Last year, 5 wins, missed finals for the first time in best part of 15 years. I know that doesn't sit comfortably up at the club, but do you feel like last year was a year just to reset and, I suppose, go again, that it was eventually going to come to an end, the stunning run of success you had?
Yeah, that's right. Well, it was always going to come to an end at some stage, wasn't it? So it just happened to be last year. That's gone now. We're just working really hard to make sure that was a once-off and get right back up there as quickly as we can.
Yep. Is there something that you can take out of last year? Is there something you can build on? Obviously, you've got games into players that might not have had opportunities prior to some of those guys that have come back leaving.
Yeah, there was a lot. I found a few players. Obviously, Luke Mann had a breakout year. And just not take it for granted. You know, I think being at the top every year, we thought it would just happen. And it's not great being down the other end of the ladder. So bit of a reality check for us, which is good.
Yep. There's some highlights out of the year. I was lucky enough to be up the other day. You beat Werribee Centrals. Does that give you hope that you're not far away when you can beat a side like Centrals who end up playing in a preliminary final?
Yeah, I think that the style of footy we try and play, if we can execute, stacks up. So we done it that day. So we've got a lot more talented list this year, and I'm going to play the similar style of footy, and we know it stacks up in finals and big games, so that was a positive.
Yep. As a coach, how did your coaching develop over the first 12 months? And I suppose, I'm guessing you're better placed going into this year than you were last year as you've developed your own craft?
Oh, definitely, yeah. I think if you ask any coach what they're like in their first year, there's so much more to it than what you think from the outside. You think, oh, coaching's not that hard, but there's just so much that goes with it. So a really good learning experience. Learn a lot. Looking forward to this year.
Yep. What was one thing that stood out that caught you unaware about coaching that when it popped up, you go, gee, I didn't see this on the job description?
Probably just players come to you with a lot of personal stuff as well. You're dealing with 45 players and everyone's going through different things in their life and they come to you for a little bit of advice or talk to you about it. So that was one thing that stood out. But that's good in a way as well, that they can feel comfortable coming to me for that. What else?
You're almost an amateur psychiatrist, aren't you?
When
you're
a little bit.
Coaching a footy
club.
Yeah,
big brother. And just you feel like you never have enough time. Like you feel like 2 nights a week, you know, it is only GDFL footy, but you feel like you'd love to train for 3-4 nights a week just to get through everything that you want to do. So just that time management, getting everything that you want out of training.
Yep. What's training been like? Have you had a specific focus over pre-season heading into 2020?
Oh, definitely fitness. You know, I think that was the biggest strength of ours over the last 10, 15 years. We're probably the fittest side in the comp every year. So going back to that, the core group just really fit at the moment. Good commitment at training, good numbers. and just a lot higher intensity and just getting the K's in the legs. So it's been good.
We mentioned those who are returning to the club, but you've got some, newish faces as well. Sam Harmer is going to join you from North Shore. Tell us what role you hope Sam will play for you.
Sam will be inside mid. He's very hard at it, competitive, ripping bloke. Just absolutely rapt to have him at the footy club. Gets better every time I see him at training. He's working really hard on his fitness. I think he's going to be a weapon for us in there.
Yep. And the Danielle brothers, I believe, have got a link to Bell Post still. They might have played some junior footy at the club, but haven't. I think they both had last year off. They've been at Port Arlington for a number of years, but both have both spent some time in the GFL as well.
Yeah, that's right. They both played junior footy with us, lived local in the area. So I played a little bit of footy with Nick in junior, so it's good to have him back. Chris had a couple of years off playing basketball. Both silky players. Nick, been really impressive at training. You wouldn't think he's 32. You think he's a 27-year-old, the way he's running around. He's going to add a lot to us. Bit of a playmaker. And Chris, good size, good skills.
Yep.
So I think they're both going to be really good for us, mate.
Yep. It's going to be an even comp, the GD, isn't it? The bottom has lifted up a little bit towards the top half of the ladder. When you look at sides like West and Winch missing out last year, who were good sides, it's going to be a real battle for a top five spot this year, probably involving 10 sides.
Yeah, I agree. I think everyone's improved. You know, you think the pickups that Cry have got as well, which is good to see from the competition perspective. I think you're going to turn up any Saturday thinking that you're going to win the game, so you're going to be at your best, which is good. You know, you want to be sitting there on a Friday night a little bit nervous, thinking you have to play well to win, so that's the way it should be.
Yep. Your first four, Inverleigh, Cryo, West and Anarchy. Nice little test with Inverleigh first up, who will obviously be disappointed with the way their season finished last year.
Yeah, that's right. Inverleigh, been up there for a long time, good club. Great list. Well coached. Listened to Adam Donoghue a few times last year. I think he's doing a good job out there, so doesn't get any better than that. Round one, Inverleigh. Yep. It's awesome.
With your coaching, is there anybody you're leaning on in terms of developing your craft? Have you got a mentor, or is there somebody that you talk to about coaching that you're able to implement some of, something from somebody a bit more experienced than yourself, Tara?
Yeah, Daniel Farrow has been a good one for me. He played at Bell Whistle a couple of years ago. Coach Torquay Reserves. He's doing some coaching at the Geelong Grammar School at the moment.
Yep.
So he's been awesome for me, call him any time I want, text messages, lent on him a lot, so he's been a massive help for me.
Yep. Where do you hope to go with your coaching? What's obviously you're coaching Bell Post at the moment, it's been your club for so long, but have you got a bigger picture in mind with your coaching? Because obviously your footy career's probably come to an end quicker than you would have hoped.
Yep. Oh, it's always something I wanted to do. I think it'd probably be my last year at Balpo still. I think we just be good to get someone from outside the club.
Yep.
Maybe hopefully from a GFL system or someone with a lot more experience. Just really close to the players. So it's working out well for the moment, but I just think that if I was to coach a different group, wasn't so close with the players, and that'd good thing for my development as well.
Yep.
I just love it up at Bell Post still as well, mate. You get to go there twice a week and on a Saturday with your best mates.
Yep.
It's awesome just getting up there and seeing the boys and probably miss them too much if I ever left, so
yeah,
not too sure.
It's a fine line, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Yeah, it is. Maybe ask me after the season, mate, after we see how we go this year.
What's been easier about pre-season this year that might have been tough last year? Is it easier because you've already had the group for 12 months?
Yeah, there was a lot of new guys last year that was trying to learn the way I wanted them to play, so they're still there, which is good. And then the guys that have come back, we've been playing the same system for a long time, so they just slot right in, they know what they're doing. The players we've added are quality and they've picked it up pretty quick, so I think there's just a lot better players there, mate.
Yep.
So.
Yep. Is there one player in particular, I know you'd be happy to have all of those guys back at the club, but is there one in particular that you go, gee, like he just helps straighten us up? And the one I'm going to allude to is probably Tim Barton, that just he just adds that edge, that and he can play, obviously, centre-half forward or centre-half back as well.
Yeah, Timmy, definitely. He's a bit of utility, so, he's if you're struggling somewhere, you can put him there and he makes a difference
yep.
straight away. So that's good to have as a coach. It's a bit of a weapon. I'm really excited to see what Nick Daniel can do, to be honest. I just think he's so invested already at the club, and just the way about it, he goes about things, and never having played in the Premiership as well, I think that's driving him. So
yep.
Can't wait for the games to start and see what he can do.
Yep. You miss playing?
Yeah, I do miss playing. I've done a little bit of my own training, but my body's no good, mate. It's had enough. Yep. So I said I'll play one more game, Chad Fersland's 300th, hopefully, maybe last game of this year.
Yep.
So I might just play that one with Jove and hang the boots up for good, mate. I'd love to play, but just body's no good. So yeah.
Is it? You've had some knee issues over the journey. What's
yeah, well, it's mainly a hip and operation about 12 years ago.
Yep.
It's given me a bit of grief in just everyday life. So got a little daughter now as well. Running my own business, so a smart thing to do is probably just hang him up.
Yep. Trav's 300th, you're going to let him play it at 2 o'clock? Well, or does he have to play at midday so you can play?
Yeah, well, he probably have to play at 12 if I want to play. But someone like Jove, you know, he isn't retired from senior footy or anything like that. He can still play the game, so.
Yep.
If his body's okay and he's playing well, he probably will be playing in the seniors.
Yep.
But that'll play out, yep. So.
You've had some retirements over the last couple of years. Will Urquhart, Shane Lima, guys like that. Have they seen these guys jump back on board and given any indication whether they think, well, hang on, we're getting the band back together here, that they want to have a kick again?
No, those guys are happily retired. Will comes up with training every now and then just to see the boys and have a kick, but no, they won't be coming out of retirement.
Yeah.
I think being up for so long as well, and then making the grand final most years as well, and the way that we played, it's taken a lot out of them. So
yep.
When they're done, they're pretty much done. You know, I think they can come back into senior footy. So
yep. They've played basically an extra season through finals, haven't they, basically, a lot of those guys?
Yeah, that's right. And then a lot of those games at St Albans, you know, it's always hot, the ground's hard, it's finals footy. It does take it out of you, so year on year as well. Shane played cricket every year, so
yep.
I think his body's had enough as well.
Yep. Who's the team to beat right now?
Team to beat... well, Thompson, the reigning premier, so...
No, Bannockburn.
Oh, Bannockburn, sorry. Bannockburn, sorry. I'd say Bannockburn, yeah, good side.
Yep.
Once you've had a taste of a premiership, then that drives you as well. You want to get that again, so...
They're going to look a little bit different, though, aren't they?
Yeah, they will look a little bit different, but they've still got a good side. I think Inverleigh, every, you know, talented list.
Adding Tyquin.
Yeah, he's a gun. He's a very good player, so he's going to add a lot to those guys. Winchell C, West, got that hunger there as well.
Yep.
West obviously added a lot of really good quality recruits as well. Werribee, I think it's going to be tight, mate. I think it's going to be whoever hopefully makes that top three, get a double chance, and whoever plays best in finals.
Yep, absolutely. Anybody that's impressed you on the track over pre-season? Somebody that's been a bit of a bolter that we might see come round one?
It's a guy that's come from Ocean Grove, hasn't played for 2 or 3 years. Dylan West, his name is. He's pushing hard for a round one spot at the moment. He's hasn't missed the session and really committed and super fit at the moment. So I think you might see him in round one.
Okay.
Dan Maher was training really well. Unfortunately, he's done his hamstring. He's looking pretty good this year. Jack Yates just... continued on from where he left off the second half of the last season.
Yep.
He'll be our captain again.
Yep.
He's flying on the track at the moment. Never seen him so fit. So I think Caleb Basley, without having to be coach and just being able to play, I think he'd be in for a massive year.
Yep.
Dylan Whitney as well. I forgot about Dill. Just probably forget how good Dill Whitney is as a footballer. He's super fit at the moment. Really invested as well, and just I think I said this last year before we got down to recruiting. I think he's the best player in the comp. He's just a complete player. You know, with him and Matty James through the midfield, you can't really sit on both of them. So hopefully, one of those guys can get off the chain each week as well.
Yep. Who's going to play in the ruck for you? We spoke off here before about Liam Merrich and where he's at. He's battling a bit with a knee issue. Where do you turn to for your ruck stocks?
Still looking for a ruckman. At the moment, I've got a guy that's come down from Anglesey. He's good mates with Benny Tekken. He's been training the last few weeks. He's doing really well. Joshua Rice, his name is.
Yep.
So, banking on him at the moment.
Yep.
But if there's any ruckman out there that haven't signed or listening to this, get in contact with me. But we've got a couple of guys in the reserves that could do the job if needed. We might go a little bit smaller in there as well.
Okay. You've got a couple of practice matches. I think Wyndham Vale and North Shore, a couple of hit-outs you'll have before getting underway.
Yep. Yeah, we don't normally play practice matches, but I think a lot of new guys and having Invi League round one, we want to be ready to go straight away. And I think we've got a bye round two.
Yeah, Easter weekend off.
So yeah, Easter weekend off. So really wound up for that round one game.
Yep.
I think we've six-quarter game against Wyndham Vale and then probably hit out against North Shore. Just top the boys off nicely, I think.
Well, Tari, big ins, and I think a lot of expectation at Bell Post. Still, as we touched on, you don't miss finals very often, and last year might hopefully just be an outlier year, and once again, the red and blue will be running around on St Albans come September. Great to talk to you. Really appreciate you coming in, and we wish you all the very best for season 2020.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.
Justin Tarr joining us on the season countdown, and looking forward to a big season up at Myers Reserve.